Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Express Ranch's fall bull sale coming Monday, October 7th at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Start time 11 a.m. 210 Angus bulls, 45 Hereford bulls. Performance data available on the entire offering. You can attend in person at the ranch or go online at superiorlivestock.com or liveauctions.tv. To see a sale book, videos, and for more information, go to expressranches.com. Express Ranch's fall bull sale Monday, October 7th, Yukon, Oklahoma.
Well, put this on your calendar right now. I'm telling you, you will not want to miss one of the most delicious events that's held in the fall across Oklahoma. It's the Oklahoma Best Beef Competition held in Oklahoma City Stockyards. It's coming up on the 19th, the third annual event where Oklahoma ranchers are going to grill steaks to compete for the title of having the best beef in Oklahoma or the coveted People's Choice Award. I had the opportunity to sit down with Kelly Payne to talk about this delicious, delightful event.
Casey, you're correct. It is a delicious event. So this year we'll have 9 teams competing on October 19th to take home the title of Oklahoma's Best Beef and also the coveted award of People's Choice. So it'll be a really, really fun day. This event is just really one for the whole family.
Well, and it's kind of fun, too, because a lot of people, like I said, we're in our third year, so maybe people don't know about it. But basically, here's the gist, folks. We're asking you to come taste steaks. I mean, what's wrong with that?
I honestly can't think of a better way to spend a Saturday. So the premise of the event was kind of started, you know, we had been in COVID for a while, and folks obviously wanted to know more about where their food comes from. And so we seized on that opportunity. What better way to highlight Oklahoma's ranchers with that a lot of them have a branded beef product than to invite the public to come and sample and what they raise, and then also to meet the face of the producer, you know, get their story and let folks understand how safe our food supply is and how great beef is.
Once again, that's coming up on October the 19th in Stockyard City. For more information, you can go to OklahomaCattlemen'sFoundation.com. They'll have all the event information right there waiting for you. Well, a port strike is now in place. Negotiations between the International Longshoremen's Association Union, representing about 85,000 port workers, and the United States Maritime Alliance Employer Group, representing about 40 ocean carriers and terminal operators, has failed to agree before the contract expired. While President Biden doesn't have a plan to intervene, Mike Steenhoek with the Soy Transportation Coalition says he could stop it through the Taft-Hartley Act.
What that would do is it would obligate the two parties to an 80-day cooling off period where work would resume at the ports, and it would provide more time for negotiating.
Steenhoek says the strike will not impact bulk exports of soybeans and grains.
Those facilities operate under a different arrangement. They have either their own workforce or they operate with a different labor union. So bulk commodities would not be impacted by this. What this would impact is containerized shipping of soybeans and other agricultural products.
Once again, that's Mike Steenhoek of the Soy Transportation Coalition. You've got farm news. With all the ups and downs in the cattle markets, it's important that you protect yourself with Livestock Risk Protection, or LRP. Clay Bertram tells us more.
Look back what happened with the bird flu in March and the roller coaster ride of what we've seen the index do. We've got prices that'll work for any type of operation, no matter the level that you want to spend. Being able to lay your head on that pillow and know that you have those cattle protected. You buy today, you cover tonight.
Give Farm Data Services a call today at 800-579-8164. Farm Data Services, an equal opportunity employee. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.